With diverse flora and fauna, magnificent natural landscapes, and an ecological biosphere that supports life, this wondrous planet is our earthly home. From our animal co-inhabitants to the lush rainforest and life-giving soil, we cherish all these as gifts from the Creator. It is a common theme in the world's major faiths that during our temporary stay here, we should be good stewards of Mother Earth. Throughout the years, Supreme Master Ching Hai has shared the message of leading a balanced life while following a spiritual path. Not only must we nourish our spirits, but we share the responsibility to care for nature and our fellow beings. In light of recent scientific evidence which pinpoint the raising of livestock as the number one contributor to climate change, Supreme Master Ching Hai affirms the important message she has noted for over the past two decades. We must be vegan and practice sustainable living. Today, we present to you a compilation of excerpts from Supreme Master Ching Hai's lectures titled, The True Cost of Meat.
Supreme Master Ching Hai's lectures are not a complete meditation instruction. Please do not try alone. For free of charge guidance, please visit www.godsdirectcontact.org or contact any of our centers near you.
Right now, the government leaders need our faith and encouragement more, because we really need their leadership to bring about wide-scale change. We must help provide the government with information about the true cost of the animal diet. As for the way that meat industry is destroying the environment, our health, and the health and future of our children and the planet eventually. The sheer numbers should be more than enough to shock any of us into action. Allow me to report to you a few shocking facts from the United States, your country alone. United States alone, yeah? One, waste of land. Now, in the US, an area more than nine times the size of California, nine times California size, is used either for growing farm animal feed or grazing livestock. It's all about animals, nothing about us. That's about 1 billion acres, or 80% of all agriculture land in the U.S., and about half of all U.S. land being used for meat production. By contrast, less than 3 million acres is used to grow all the vegetables in the country. Imagine it. Number two, waste of water. Half the water in the U.S. is wasted on production of meat. Just for comparison, 100,000 liters of water are needed to produce 1 kilogram of beef, while less than 1% of this amount, or 900 liters only, is required to harvest 1 kilogram of wheat. Number three, waste of food. 90% of all soy, 80% of all corn, and 70% of all grain grown in the United States are fed to fatten livestock. Well, this could feed at least 800 million hungry people, sir. We have hungry people. We have children die every few seconds because we use too much land, too much water, too much food for livestock instead of on humans. Number four, pollution. Livestock produce 130 times as much waste as the human population in the U.S. Can you imagine that? a single pig farm with, say, 500,000 pigs generates more waste yearly than the 1.5 million residents of Manhattan in New York City. In Virginia state, even the poultry farms are producing 1.5 times polluting nitrogen more than all the people living in the same area. We are killing us, ourselves. All this waste is unregulated and untreated, you know. There's no law to regulate this and treat these things. So the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency estimates that agriculture, which is mostly for meat production, contributes to nearly 3/4 of the country's water pollution problem. 3/4 of your country's pollution came from livestock. Now in 1995, one time, 1 acre pig manure lagoon burst in North Carolina. You know, for people who don't know what manure lagoon is, allow myself to explain. It is where they have a big lake, you know, and then they all the manure and the waste, the urine and all that of the pig will go in there. And it looks like a lagoon, so they call it manure lagoon. One time, an 8-acre large such pig manure lagoon burst in North Carolina and spilling 25 million gallons of this poisonous waste, twice the volume of the notorious Exxon Valdez oil spill. We complain about oil spill, but this is even worse. Hundreds of millions of fish in the state's New River were killed instantly due to the nitrates in the waste, with further harmful effects once the contamination reached the ocean. This is just one of many incidents, sir. Not only that, we have the enormous dead zone in the Gulf of Mexico, the size of New Jersey, which suffocates all marine life there. And this is overwhelmingly due to the nitrogen runoff from the Midwest, from the animal waste and the fertilizers for the animal feed crops. This waste is toxic. It contains antibiotics, hormones, and pesticides, and 10 to 100 times the concentration of deadly pathogens like E. coli and Salmonella compared to human waste. Number 5, health and economic cost. Meat costs hundreds of billions of U.S. dollars in medical costs alone and economic burdens on families and governments. Not to mention the pain and suffering of the families. Of course, unimaginably great and lifelong. And all the while, we are suffering illness, losing lives, grieving over lost loved ones and family members, losing happiness, losing money due to the animal diet. We are the ones who are paying the industry to continue producing this problem, producing meat, fish, and the like, with our hard-earned tax money that's used to subsidize them. Ironic, huh? The U.S. government could, of course, redirect the billions of dollars now spent on livestock subsidies to help farmers switch to organic vegetable and fruit agriculture. That would be a great help to your country and the health of the Americans. The government could use these powerful tools to spread campaigns about veg alternatives, bans on meat, and laws to help people switch to organic vegan farming and consumption. A global switch to a veg diet could even save the world governments a lot of money, as much as 80% of all the climate mitigation costs of $40 trillion U.S. dollars by year 2050. That is, we save $32 trillion in climate mitigation costs, and having a healthy vegan population is a good deal, good business deal, in all positive aspects. There is very good reason for the American government to abolish meat, fish, eggs, and dairy, or the animal product altogether. We must stop animal production now, and at all costs, if we want to keep this planet. I repeat, we must stop animal product right now, and at all costs, if we want to keep this planet. I have always looked to the American people and their great government leaders as one of the best living examples of democracy and freedom, integrity of our world. However, I must tell you truthfully that the meat industry is unbefitting to the greatness of your country and of the great American citizen. Don't you agree, sir?
Yeah.
Thank you. Yeah, great people deserve great things. Great people lead great lifestyle. So we have to do away with the ungreat things, and we have to begin the great things for the great people, great country like America. I pray, sir, that the ones who are aware and want to save the children will do something about it and fast, to stop this horrendous criminal system that is killing us and destroying our planet. And that we must not allow any longer. Thank you, and God bless your faith in the divine, in your leaders and yourself. God bless America.
Supreme Master, Ireland, as you know, is surrounded by the sea, so I think it's appropriate to start off by taking a look at the wonderful part of our ecosystem and the perilous state that it's in. If we start off with the ocean dead zones, researchers at the University of Gothenburg in Sweden have discovered 20 dead zones around the Irish coastline and 400 worldwide. If global dead zones were combined, they would equal New Zealand in size. Scientists mainly blame fertilizer and other farm runoff sewage and fossil fuel burning. But Robert J. Diaz, professor of the marine science of University of Gothenburg, said that we could end up with no crabs, no shrimp and no fish. How important is the sea to human survival?
Well, it is as important as the forest to us, yes, and the water. According to research, 50% of our Earth's oxygen is provided by microscopic sea plants. 50%, huh? And now the dead zones in the ocean kept spreading and increasing around the globe. Some were even there for many years, but we have just found them recently. So they cover at least like 95,000 square miles for the one that we have discovered. With more not yet discovered even. The pollution from fertilizers, sewage, and fossil burning fuel are to blame, according to scientists. But even cage farming for salmon also caused dead zones. You know, as in the Big Glory Bay in New Zealand, they have discovered that it's also been a death zone because of the caging salmon farming. So the area has begun to recover after the salmon cages were removed. So according to research and documented by Diaz and Rosenberg of Swedish Gothenburg University.
Actually, there's a very interesting way of looking at it, that the sea is like our forest, our underwater forest. I've never really looked at it that way. But if we talk about like the coral reefs, Alex Rogers from the Zoological Society of London, writing in the Journal of Science, said that an astonishing 33% of the world's reef-building corals face extinction, mainly because of overfishing and coastal development and pollution, with another 50% hanging in the balance. And also a report from the World Resources Institute in 1998 suggested that 60% of the world's coral reefs are threatened by human activity. What would the effects if the coral reefs disappeared, and what can we do to prevent this from happening?
What would be the effect? Whatever is created there are good for us. Now, the coral reefs are there for some reason. See, there are many factors that affect coral reefs, like coastal developments, water pollution, change in seawater temperature because of global warming. So global warming is the greatest threat, as it causes coral bleaching or when temperature gets too high. And the coral's important symbiotic algae is lost and exposes their white skeleton, and that's the sign of death for the coral colony. As they are sensitive to the environment, extremely slow in growing as well. Some say that they grow only 30 centimeters in 1,000 years. And they need special conditions to survive. Therefore, some scientists predict that most of the coral reefs could disappear in the near future if global warming increases. A scary 10% loss just in the last 4 years alone. Coral reefs are just like the forest on land. They are the protectors of 100 plus countries, coastlines, against storm surges and hurricanes. They are the protectors. And they are also the supporters of over 25% of all marine species. They are the medical treasure, which is used in many medicine, like antihistamines, antibiotic, treating for asthma, heart disease even, etc., etc. And plus, more than 50% of new cancer drug research relies on marine organisms. So you see how important it is. And there are many more things that we have not discovered about the benefit of coral reef and marine life.
So we really do need to do what we can to protect them.
Yes, we have to stop global warming.
Thank you, enlightened viewers, for your company for today's episode of Between Master and Disciples. Part 4 of The True Cost of Meat will continue next Friday. Up next is Animal World, Our Co-Inhabitants, right after Noteworthy News, here on Supreme Master Television. Please stay tuned. God bless and farewell for now.
Supreme Master Ching Hai's lectures are not a complete meditation instruction. Please do not try alone. For free of charge guidance, please visit www.godsdirectcontact.org or contact any of our centers near you.
For more details, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/BMD.